I'm Em.
And I'm Lex.
And we're thrilled to welcome you to the Ready, Set, Coach podcast.
Now, we're not just your hosts. We're also mamas, entrepreneurs, coaches, friends, and co-founders of the Ready, Set, Coach community.
What began as a pandemic side hustle has blossomed into a vibrant online community crafted by coaches for coaches.
So when we're not immersed in our coaching community on Circle, we're busy managing our other businesses, navigating the ups and downs of life, and of course, recording this podcast.
This is where we dive deep into epic conversations about life, business, coaching,
and everything in between.
So are you ready, Lex?
I'm set, Em.
Let's coach.
Let's get this party started.
I love like not sick Lex versus sick Lex. Like, I feel like your energy just came back to you and it makes me so happy to see.
We're definitely on the climb. I'm still a hackin', but my frequency of DayQuil consumption has lessened, which is showing me that we're on the right direction.
That's good. That's really good. I feel like your energy is like restoring your battery. Look, your battery lights in your eyes look recharged, which is good.
A little bit more. I have a full day of childcare today that also is conducive to my mood, where I don't feel like the mom guilt. Quick squirrel. I was on a pretty serious call yesterday, a contract negotiation for a different company, and I hear bloody murder screaming from my daughter. Now, mind you, everyone, she was with her grandparents. So I felt like this pull of like, oh my God, like this is such a serious moment. But of course, I'm going to prioritize my daughter. And it's just the fact like that is stressful, like having to like pick that, where right now she's in daycare. So if she's screaming and upset, I don't know.
I know, out of sight, not out of mind, but out of responsibility. Yeah. And I think that's a really nice thing. So Jackson last night, he's in his truck era, like trucks and buses. He's been heavy into the bus for a very long time. But before he goes to bed, he needs to pretty much bring every single toy, which is a truck, into his bed. So this, what I hear for about an hour after I put him down is like, wheel, wheel, wheel.
Through his mouth or because he's clicking the toys? Because
he's clicking the toys that make really obnoxious sounds. I don't even know where he slept in the bed because it was just inundated with trucks. And so this morning I woke up and I heard him an hour before I woke him up, or like went into his room just playing with his trucks. And I was like, good morning. And he goes, bye, mommy. See you later.
Like, I'm not ready for you. I'm still playing.
So I got him out of his crib. And then he tried crawling back into his crib. And I was like, this kid has an addiction to just like playing in bed, and which I appreciate so much. But also,
so many parents are like, what in the world? I wish I am one of those parents.
He does not cry to come out of his crib. I mean, once I go into the room and he says, see you later, mommy, I like pretend leave the room and he's like, mommy, where are you going? But yeah, it's very cute. See you later. And then the other thing, last thing, I'm sorry. Now this is just a parenting podcast, y'all. He looks into his bus and he goes, hello, everybody.
Oh my God, stop. That's so cute. It's been really fun seeing the progression between him and Ashlyn. Like, I remember when I was visiting you, he was in his no era. Yeah. Ashlyn is in her no era now, and she's probably roughly about the age he was when we came and visited. So it's like a little preview of what's to come. And that's what we're doing today. We're giving you guys a preview of what's to come. Transition nailed.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen, or ladies.
So Jackson is in his truck era. What era are we entering, Em?
We are entering our conference era.
What?
And I think it's perfect timing too, Lex, because it's conference season, y'all. If you have not attended a conference or summit or something that involves you learning for extended hours of the day, this is your chance.
So we are presenting to you. Let's try to say this on the same time. Ready? We are presenting to you. Ready, set.
Clients,
a virtual one-day lead generation summit for coaches only. Underline, exclamation point.
But I want to be a coach, Lex. Can I not come?
I mean, it's not application based. We will take your money. Just kidding. But it's no, it's probably not for you. If you're not yet a coach and you don't, you haven't at least started your business, this isn't necessarily for you. If that's you, we invite you to join our community. There's so many opportunities for you to learn there. This coach is for the coach who is a coach.
This
you
know, conference is
this conference. What did I say?
This coach is for the coach. I like that though. coach.
This conference is for a coach who is a coach actively and has a business and is at a point in time where they are ready and want more clients. What are some of their pain points?
Gosh, Lex, there's so many pain points, but one of the biggest ones is this pressure to just put all of their eggs in the social media basket. So that means crafting and creating and coming up with like a gajillion reels, flirting on Instagram, maybe dabbling a bit in LinkedIn, but just hanging out in social media land. And that's as far as they can see.
And let me kind of backpedal for a second, because one of the points of inspiration for this client actually came from a point of frustration that I was having. I felt like Emily and I kept going to, you know, every time we'd meet with groups of people, groups of coaches, and we'd start to coach or do workshop challenges, I was really frustrated to hear that everyone was so obsessed and focused on social media. When in my brain over here, I'm like, that is not the only way. That is not the only way to market and grow your business. And it doesn't have to be run your life.
And we've talked about this on previous episodes, but we did an audit of how we found our own clients. And I don't think a single one came from social media. So it came through hosting events. It came through our PR. It came through networking. It came through actually having conversations with real humans.
When we kind of peeled back, what is Emily and Lexi as coaches' secret sauce? What makes us credible? What do we have authority in? Well, take away our coaching business for a second, and let me give you guys a quick few reminders. Emily is the founder and owner of a female networking community, an events company. Like, that is her, how she started an entrepreneurship. That business, Second Degree Society, is still alive and thriving. I tell people all the time, Emily is the most well-networked human being I have ever met. So like, you think Emily, you think networking. So like, special sauce on steroids. And then what do I do, Emily?
And you think of Lexi. And what do you do? That's a good question. Where are the cheat sheets? Now, you think of Lexi and you think of visibility. You think of PR. You think of authority and amplification of your brand through owned and third-party organizations amplifying your name.
I have a PR agency and a PR education company. So again, these two things are completely separate from our coaching businesses. Emily and I are pros at events, strategic networking, and PR. And so that is exactly how we grew Ready, Set, Coach. That's how we're still growing Ready, Set, Coach. That's how she, Emily, grew her coaching business. That's how I grew my coaching business. And now we're going to put this together in a way. It's so different. I'm so pumped for you guys to learn so that you can do this too.
And I think we're sold so often like this passive course, something that you can watch on your own time, which is amazing. Guys, we sell one. Heck, if you want it passive, go check out the launch pack. But we want to be in the weeds with you. So this is one of our biggest frustrations is you can learn all this information. I've been on the conference trail recently and you learn and you're inspired and you have a notebook full of notes and then you totally forget what to do with it and life continues moving forward. So this conference is designated time for you both to learn and to do. So it's an opportunity for you to consume and then apply what is learned, where you're walking away with a tangible signature event outline. What else, Lex?
So yeah, let's break down what that looks like. And I think this is really the secret or the special sauce of this conference. It's the learning and doing so that you're going to walk away. It's kind of like a VIP coaching day, to be honest.
Yeah,
it really is. So let's kind of go through the cadence of the day. So the top of the day, the first thing we're going to be doing is leading a workshop on how to craft your signature event. This is one of the core things that we taught in the Ready, Set, Coach program. It's one of the core ways that Emily and I have grown our businesses. We're going to teach you how to create one. And then after the workshop, we'll give you a 15-minute potty break. And then we're going to come back together as a group and we're going to do it. We're going to sit down with materials and we're going to outline or audit our signature event so that at the end of that session, you've actually done it, right? Taking one more excuse off of your plate.
And I'll also add too, we are there to answer any questions and provide feedback in real time. So this isn't, again, something that's passive that you were watching while you were working your 9 to 5. This is something to be very cameras on, engaged, and active participant within. I was going to ask Lex though, so what happens after we learn how to create our signature event? Now we hand things over into your ball game. Wheelhouse? What's the word? Wheelhouse. We're passing things, the baton on to your wheelhouse to teach.
We're in a relay race. The first workshop, Emily and I are like tag teaming, but then we're going to do, okay, I'm going to grab the baton and I'm going to run a little bit ahead. So what we're going to do next is we're going to learn how to get your expertise featured in the media as a coach. And I'm not going to use this podcast to inundate you with all these fancy PR terms. I'm going to walk you through it in a very tangible way, and I'm going to teach you of all the different types of press out there, what is going to be the most strategic for you as a coach? Where should you be focusing? And then I'm going to teach you how to do it, right, in the workshop. So this is what you should be doing, and this is how you're going to do it, so you can be your own publicist in this regard. And then we're going to go, after a 15-minute potty break, into an implementation session where you're actually going to sit down and you're going to write a pitch. You're going to find your media contact, and I'm going to be there to support you as you do that. Hey everyone, Lex here.
And Em.
And if you haven't heard, we did something pretty darn cool.
We sure did. We launched a completely free community built specifically for coaches.
Say it again for the people in the back.
We launched a free community for coaches. Tell them quickly who it's for and what we're doing inside, Lex.
Sure thing. So it's for anyone from the coaching curious to side hustlers to coaches ready to scale. And through the virtual platform that we've built, we've created a safe and fun space to learn, launch, grow, connect, ideate, collaborate, vent, and evolve together.
Nailed it, Lex. Now, while it's free, you must apply in order to gain a free membership. You know, so we can make sure everyone inside is awesome, like us.
Apply today at ReadySetCoachCommunity.com.
And Lex, why is press important for a coach?
So many reasons. It builds authority. It adds credibility. And I'm going to teach you how to leverage it to both attract and help close clients.
I love it. And I'm so excited for that session myself.
And well, then last... Emily. No, and then I'm going to pass the baton to Emily. And what are we doing next?
I'm going to run faster. And I am going to lead the personalized networking strategy tailored to your strengths. So as you all know, networking has been seen as a dirty word. It is this scary, unapproachable word where you're not quite sure how to network, where to network. Heck, I live in the middle of nowhere. There's no places near me to network. And we're going to come up with your very own personalized networking strategy that's going to work both for your introverted, super extroverted, kind of in between personality to help you find and close the leads in both the short and long term.
And then
we jog together. Lexi and I come back together and we end the day with a networking session. So we get to put and rather than me implementing networking and you guys being alone to network, that feels a little counterintuitive. We're going to be implementing networking as a collective. So this is your chance to put everything you learned throughout the day into use and to get to meet other individuals within the community.
And it's going to be high vibe. It's going to be BYOB, whether that's tea or champagne, we're here for it. And we're going to wrap up the day at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. so that you guys can get off to school or home to work and eat with your family. And it's going to be one power-packed day that is absolutely going to transform your business and change the way you market.
And I think the coolest thing about this, Lex, too, is obviously this is open to all coaches, and we have a general admission ticket for $299, but we also have a VIP offering. So can you tell us some of the sweet VIP perks that we're providing?
It's so good. As I look at this list again, I'm like, this is probably too good. We're being very, I'm honestly, I really do feel like we're being generous here. So first off, a standard ticket, a couple other things we didn't talk about. We're also going to have a private space in the Ready, Set, Coach Circle community for conference attendees. Okay. So everyone's going to get access to that, to network, connect, introduce themselves, sell their offers, practice networking, regardless. However, our VIP ticket holders are going to get a private group chat where they can receive feedback and coaching from us for a full week after the conference. So that's one perk, right? Coaching. Two, you're going to get recordings of everything. That is not something we're offering everyone. So if you can't attend an event or it's something you want to share with your team, share with a friend, share with the VA, watch again in a month, you can. You're also going to get a feature on the Ready, Set, Coach social media platforms. What else are you going to get, Emily? I'm going to toss it to you for the last few things.
So you're going to get access to Second Degree Society, my networking business, and be able to attend three free events, which is $105 value. You also will get a networking follow-up email template. So this is going to be your own personalized template that you can apply to your networking strategy. So when you have networked in real life or virtually or on a Zoom room or wherever the heck you're doing your networking, you will know how to keep the conversation and the collaboration and the connection going with this email template.
Yep. And honestly, guys, this is thousands of dollars worth of value that we're offering for only $100 more. It's really a no-brainer. Now, the pricing we just said, $299 and $399, is early bird, okay? So prices will be going up as we creep closer to the conference, which, when is this all going down, Emily?
This is all happening on May 13th. Why did I say it like that?
But I don't know. I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good cadence. So Monday, May 13th, we are bringing this conference to life. We are going to be dressed to the nines. I actually know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing sparkles. I'm going to be wearing glitter and something really shiny. I'm going to look like a disco ball, y'all. You should just
okay.
come.
Okay. I'm here for it. I can up my game. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There might be
but come as you are. You don't have to. You don't have to wear sparkles. You can come in your sweatpants. That's also, can I just say, the beauty of a virtual conference. While there's absolutely power to going in life, there's so much more logistics. Like if you're a parent, for example, who's going to watch your kid, who's going to do pickup? Totally. It's expensive. You have flights, you have lodging. And I'm not taking away from that. I think in-person conferences are amazing. But this is one where you get all the learnings and you get all the deliverables and takeaways, and you can do it from your couch.
Mm-hmm. With a bottle of wine or without one. Totally, yeah, totally yeah. Up to you.
Totally up to you. All beverages welcome. So we have a website, guys. We'll put it in the show notes. You can learn all the information. It's at readysetcoachcommunity.com/clients. What is that? Is that a backslash or forward slash? Forward slash.
Forward clients. Slash. I always struggle. I'm like slashy, 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 slashy. Slash? Yeah, I think that's so, forward.
readysetcoachcommunity.com/clients. Okay.
You got that.
That's where it goes.
Type it into Google. It'll come up. But I'm so excited to see you guys there. I can't wait for you to connect with all of the incredible humans that will be there as well. This is definitely your place to shine, be able to promote your offers, practice promoting offers to other individuals, brag in a room of people who want to celebrate you and want to really, really be your little micro ambassadors in life and take what you're saying to them out into the world. And I think that is the most powerful thing that happens at these conferences.
And I'm going to call it right now. I can almost guarantee that some people attending will land clients too.
Yeah.
We see it time and time again, even just in the Ready, Set, Coach Circle community. We see collaborations, we see clients, we see partnerships. There's so much beauty that can come when you're in a room full of coaches, because the thing that coaches have in common is they're impact driven. They believe in the power of education. They love empowering others. And so when you put that magic into one room, it's dynamite.
Mm-hmm. I I concur. So we will see you guys there. We can't wait. You'll be hearing more about this conference. So if you want more information, check out the FAQ on our website. We will be dripping more content too via social media. And we'll see you there.
We'll see you at Ready, Set, Coach clients on May 13th. Instead of singing the Ready, Set, Coach podcast, we should sing about the conference, guys.
Yeah, so, ready,
set, coach. No, wait. We did it wrong. No. Let's try again. Ready, set, clients.
Okay.
Conference. Bye. Yep. Here we are. Bye, guys.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
If you're enjoying the Ready, Set, Coach podcast, please leave a review wherever you are listening. For more information about Ready, Set, Coach, visit ReadySetCoachProgram.com.